You're listening to All Things Considered on this Friday evening here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Tomorrow night, the San Luis Obispo Symphony is welcoming guest conductor, music director of the Reno Philharmonic, Laura Jackson, to lead the Classics in the Cohan concert. Maestro Jackson joins us in studio to share with us what the audience can expect and how she feels about being the Slow Symphony's first ever female conductor. Welcome to KCBX.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Randall.
So a lot has been made about this first ever female conductor role. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's an honor. I'm really privileged to be the first ever to conduct this orchestra. To me, though, that will be interesting for the first few minutes when people come in, maybe, and then when they realize it's all, like, sort of fine, then it's really about the wonderful concert that we're going to play, and it's about the miraculous music that we're performing.
Tell us about tomorrow night's program and what made you choose those works.
I love all three of these pieces, and what I love about putting them alongside each other is there's a thread that connects them, but there's a lot that's different. So it's like a wonderful meal where you have a great appetizer that connects in some way to the salad course, to the next course. There might be an ingredient that is shared in all three courses, but there's a great deal of contrast too that balances it. I think it will be a great listening experience.
So the appetizer is Ravel's Mother Goose.
Yeah, this is a set of children's pieces, basically. It's five brief little pieces. Ravel had family friends that had two little kids, 6 and 7 years old, and so he wrote piano pieces for them. And they were based on Sleeping Beauty, on Hop o' My Thumb, all these different tales. And then what he did later was he decided to orchestrate them. And that's what we'll be playing. So it was originally he would just play them for the kids on the piano. And then later he said, you know, I got something here. I think I'll flesh this out into all the wonderful colors of the orchestra. And, you know, what I love about Ravel's writing is that he creates instruments that don't exist by combining sounds. So, you know, you have an oboe and you have a violin and a contrabassoon, but he sort of makes a contra violin, no, you know, I mean, you'll hear this sound and you'll think, what is that? And then you realize it's, you know, it might be the contrabassoon with a halo of a flute around it that makes it just fuzzy around the edges. And then you hear, you know, a cello off in the distance adding another sort of shadow to it that just creates this really unusual and imaginative kind of sound.
So sticking with your dinner theme, I believe, the violin concerto, the infinite dance, would be then the main course?
Oh, perhaps. You know, I think, though, that this particular meal journey is the real main course is going to be the Beethoven Symphony on the second half. But the Zhou Qian's music and this violin concerto is such a magnificent piece. I'm a big fan of Zhou's music. I'm taking his stuff around the country and telling everybody about it. I just think it's great music. He is a Chinese-born American composer that combines sounds of traditional Chinese music with a lot of Western influences. What I love about bringing his music to contemporary audiences is that it is beautiful when you first hear it. It's full of melodies. There's a lot that's traditional about it and stuff that you can sort of hook into and savor in that moment. It's not music for musicians only. It's not something that you have to have a doctorate in music in order to enjoy. This is music that can be appreciated. It's warm, it's romantic, as well as edgy and angular and very energetic at the same time. The violin soloist is to die for.
And the violinist is Caroline Goulding?
Yes. She is amazing. She has one of the most extraordinary techniques of anybody I've ever worked with. So she just flies around the instrument. I mean, her fingers are a blur.
And tell us about the final selection, Beethoven Symphony No. 7.
Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 is such a magnificently joyous piece. It's, you know, four movements that are built on simple elements, simple, tiny, little, compact elements of just a very basic rhythm. And one of the most fascinating things about experiencing this symphony from the audience is watching how these simple elements are passed around the orchestra. It's almost as though they have a Nerf ball, and they're throwing it, they're passing it back and forth, and sometimes you'll see it go from the first violins to the second, to the violas, to the cellos. Sometimes you'll see it pass from, you know, the violins to the woodwinds and back to the low strings, you know, so it's a wonderful visual experience as well as an aural experience. The theme that connects all of the pieces on this program is the theme of dance. Ravel, though it's children's pieces, it was eventually choreographed into a ballet. The violin concerto is subtitled The Infinite Dance. And then Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, because it's propelled by these simple rhythms that repeat again and again, it has a dance-like drive. And when the famous composer of later years, Richard Wagner, heard Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, he said, "This is the apotheosis of the dance."
And you said there might be an ingredient or an element that ties everything together, and so that's it, dance.
That's exactly it.
Now, you're no stranger to traveling around the country to perform your craft, but what are some of the challenges of being a guest conductor, and that's what you'll be dealing with tomorrow night?
Well, you know, the first, it all really happens in the first rehearsal when you first meet any new orchestra. Because, you know, whenever we meet someone new, it's always the first impressions. And those happen pretty quickly, you know. There is a chemistry element with any orchestra you guest conduct. I'm having a wonderful time with this orchestra. I find them to be inspiring people who deeply love music, love engaging with it, love working hard at it. And so it's really a pleasure for me to come and make music with them, even just in a rehearsal, let alone the pleasure of doing the concert tomorrow with them.
Music director of the Reno Philharmonic, Laura Jackson, guest conductor, thank you so much for joining us here during All Things Considered.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And to learn more about that concert and to hear an extended version of our conversation, head to kcbx.org.